We talk a lot about the signs of the changing seasons as we walk around the South Shore together, don't we? We talk about the migratory movements of the birds, the late summer humming of the insects, the early changes to the colors of the trees. We talk about dropping temperatures and shorter days. Sometimes I can see it in my email inbox. Right around mid-August every year, I start getting daily emails from a bird banding station on the Isles of Shoals, a remnant of the days when I led birding trips to those beautiful islands that split the coast of Maine and New Hampshire. It's a sure sign that the seasons they are a-changin' when I see pics of the hatchier warblers that have already reached Appledore Island on their journey to points well south of us. I was in both states last week, and I wish I could say I had natural sightings to report for you. But alas, it never stopped raining the entire time we were in Laconia and Augusta. The only serious walking I get in was at museums, the Wright Museum of World War II and the New Hampshire Boat Museum in Wolfboro, the Maine Classic Car Museum in Arundel, and then at York's Wild Kingdom on the way home when the weather finally broke. The rain just seemed to follow us all the way into Fenway Park on Monday night as I stood in Short Right Field, drenched, experiencing the Guns N' Roses show. If this summer has taught us anything, it's that we have to be flexible. A flooded trail can be avoided, we can go back for more appropriate footwear, or we can plow right through it. If a tree falls across a path, we can go over, under, or around it. If it's just the steps and not the nature we're worried about, we can visit our many local historical societies and museums when the weather is uncooperative. I assure you that my sons learned a lot more about World War II, the history of boating on Lake Winnipesaukee, DeLoreans, and capybaras than they expected to during their summer vacation. The trick to keeping up with our summer health and wellness goals is to just keep moving. Before we know it, we'll be hit by that cold November rain. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.